Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer, and I want you to know the topic of today's show is a question. Will justice ever be served? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. There's a body of believers across this great nation, and we thank you. We thank you for being that loving God, that loving Father, always waiting for your lost children to come home. Father, we have strayed so far. But we know we are always welcome back home. And we know, Father, you have provided for us a way. You've provided us your word, your wisdom, and your salvation. Thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy. And for providing that way back home. We know that you are the just God. Justice is done in you. Father, may we seek such justice. And that's a scary thing to ask. I ask that you will bless today's show. Give me that gift of discernment, and may I use it wisely. Father, may we always follow in your path. And I thank you for always bringing us back when we do not. I ask your protection for President Donald Trump and his family and all those around him. And Father, in particular, the protection of those who have been thrown in prison, political prison, here in the United States of America. Oh, how our eyes have been opened to understand that we are not a free country. But we are free in you, free indeed. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. Amen. So will justice be served in America? Election Day is not far away. Lots of opinions are being voiced and lots of news is being cast. But will Americans serve up justice? Will Americans vote liberty and not be confused on party? We are in a battle, and I'm not exaggerating. As if the drowning victim is going down for the third time, that is us, America. These next two elections are crucial that Americans win. Not the Republican Party, not necessarily. Don't get me wrong. I still believe in you, America. You should vote every single Democrat out of office. The Democrat platform is that of the anti-American agenda. Their so-called radical Dems promote it. After all, who was in charge of the last DNC convention and removed God from the platform? Democrats right now are destroyers of American values. Removing the freedom of speech. They want to disarm you. And they want your children. That being said, we the people most certainly cannot put our faith necessarily in the Republican Party. Remember, they were also in the mix of blocking President Trump from succeeding for America. Yes, they were. But Americans need to take elections seriously. But looking beyond tomorrow, we need to look beyond tomorrow and today and vote to clean up this mess. For liberty now and liberty later for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and beyond, posterity. Americans need to stop this attitude of soft on crime. There is no such thing today as soft porn either. They are out to destroy your children. Will you not at least protect your children? A young woman was in the office earlier this week. She wanted me to believe, at least, that she's a conservative. I didn't know her, never listened to my show, but was here to promote another talk show host that CPI is bringing into this nation, into this little community. Slap. So we had a little chat. And I doubt she'll be listening today. But perhaps, and perhaps maybe I have her wrong. I only met her once. I hope I have her wrong. She was not going to vote for Donald Trump the next time because she accused him of being the one that's dividing the country and the mean tweets. That is so frustrating. President Donald Trump, he could be more, a little more diplomatic, I suppose, a little kinder. But like the rhinos, think about the rhinos. He is not the one, Donald Trump is not the one who divided this nation. Who then? Who then? The two-party monopoly. The D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. The Democrats, the rhinos and their oligarchy. They're the ones who divided this country. They're the ones who continue to divide this country. To believe they hated Trump for mean tweets is very, very naive. They could care less. To believe Trump divided this country and promoted violence is a fool statement. They have all attacked Trump because he was protecting you and America from them. They have their own fair share of mean tweets and calling for violence. Trump might have done a little name calling, but by golly, Covfefe, he never once called for violence. They did. Trump is the only working president this nation has had in decades. They don't want a working president. They want pawns in their hands like Biden. Both parties want that. So I say vote to restore liberty, or you're going to vote for globalism. Vote to restore our republic, not the Republican Party, or we will have communism. Vote for the Constitution and not false promises. Just vote, 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 America. Come out of the walls, America. Some of you who have never voted before, get out there and vote. Vote for justice and remove the current parties that is responsible for inflation, increased crime, sexual assaults against our children, division, invasion of America, leaving Americans behind in foreign countries, corruption and treason. Vote them out. Have justice in America. And enough of you come out like ants out of the anthill. All the cheating in the world ain't going to cover it up. Vote them all out. Serve up justice for liberty, not for loyalty to a party. Vote for justice and bring America home. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Hi, I'm Elmer Heinrich. My company sells a nutritional product called Immuno 150. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go to the website immuno150.com or call our toll-free number. Now, we sell to thousands of consumers, and our reorder rate is above 94%. Now, many people ask us how we can sell a month's supply of Immuno 150 for less than $50 when most of our competition is $70 to $80 a month. It's simple. We don't pay celebrities or testimonial people to say something good about the product. Immuno 150 stands on its own with 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients. It doesn't need any help, and it has more than color, taste, and smell. I am 88 years old, and my wife is 79, both with no dementia, arthritis, or allergies, and no aches or pains of any kind, nothing, all because of Immuno 150. Now, check the number of minerals in the product you take. Don't be surprised if you don't find more than 12. Order Immuno 150 to see what 70 minerals can do for you. Call our toll-free number, 888-316-2224.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, serving up justice. There's several reasons that I came up with that thought this morning and yesterday. Actually, it started yesterday. I'm going to go through some things pretty fast here, so hang on, okay? Hang on to your chairs. Don't let that coffee get bumped and spilled. That Kofifi. So, a friend of mine sent me the Amendment 3 that's on the docket. It's on the ballot in Missouri. But all of you need to listen to this because you all need to read what they put on your ballots because it isn't just Missouri, all right? So this is the Amendment 3, and they sneak in things that you don't know about. So it says, page 27 of the Amendment 3 proposal, first of all, nothing should be 27 pages. A chief equity officer. It establishes a chief equity officer to establish public education programming. A chief equity officer. You need to understand, equity is the opposite of equality. Equity is me standing on a ladder to be as tall as my husband. It doesn't make me equal. I can reach something on the top shelf, maybe. Next house we build is only going to have bottom shelves. There's not going to be any top shelves in it. Just saying. And maybe that's a bad example, but they want to boost everybody up because they don't believe them to be equal. I cannot be equal to my husband's height. And I really don't like to step on the other chairs and a step ladder at my age. And besides that, I had a son scold me several years ago. Mom, you shouldn't be doing that when we're here. You got enough tall sons, we can reach it for you. But equity is assuming whoever you are, you're not equal to everyone else. So they're going to make sure you have an advantage. What do they call that when you get to score before you score in a game? They give you an advantage in the score. Oh, there's a word for it. Anyway.
Talking about a handicap?
Like yes, yes. By the way, I cheat in mini golf. Just disclaimer, you need to know I cheat. I never win, so it's okay if I cheat. All right. Here's another thing that brought up this thought to me, injustice. So be careful what's on your ballot, all right? That was my point over there. So the Steele dossier source, Igor Donshenko, he was acquitted. Now, they know he lied. There was no doubt that he lied, but he was acquitted. This is coming from the Durham reports. And this is just the second one that Durham has lost. And, of course, the conservative talk shows are trying to convince us that this loss is still a win. No. I want to see justice served. One by one, I want those dominoes to fall until we get to the very first domino. And I want them all imprisoned. Yes, I do. And fined. They need to pay for what they've done to this nation. Donald Trump didn't divide this nation. The FBI did. The Democrat Party did. The rhinos did. Not his mean tweets. They could care less about his mean tweets. If you're buying that, you're extremely naive. Extremely naive. And you don't understand the depth of the corruption that is in this country. So, it was a slap in the face of Americans when they say, yes, this guy did this, but we're going to acquit him anyway. It's what they did with the last one. Truth and justice should go hand in hand. Truth without justice. I'm not sure what that is other than tyranny. We know this guy lied. Well, we don't care. It was all for the greater good of the whole community, the global community, because we didn't want Donald Trump having mean tweets. So we decided to frame him. I don't see it as a win. Now, we'll just have to see what happens. I can eat my words. I've done it before. This is a story I had not heard about. And this young man is saying, Biden sold my father for oil. But he didn't get the oil, and he didn't free his father. The son of an elderly U.S. citizen recently handed a 16-year, three-month prison sentence by Saudi Arabia for tweeting. Has told the Post, this is from the New York Post, he is outraged at how President Biden and his deputies bungled the case. Did they bungle it or did they simply not care? He goes on in this article. He is infuriated. Now, he said his father is a Republican, but he himself is a Democrat, and he voted for Biden, and he said it was a mistake. I hope many people who voted for Joe Biden realize what a huge mistake they made. I've known for years he was corrupt. You could tell by what he said. He was a racist. Long ago, he was a racist. Long ago, he was against immigration. He didn't want any of those Vietnamese and coming from Vietnam here in America. And now he's opened the borders to everyone. Enemies alike. Not even bothering to vet. While they push on the American people and tell them they have to do this or do that, those flowing into this country have no restrictions. What does that sound like to you? Well, this gentleman here, this young man, he's absolutely right. They did not care. And he thinks they didn't care because his father was Republican. And one of them even laughed. He said before Biden's trip that he called the White House switchboard almost every single day from late May to try to speak with Stephanie Hollett, the National Security Council's acting senior director for the Middle East and North Africa. At one point, a White House phone operator allegedly asked him, "Why do you want to talk to someone who doesn't want to talk to you?" He said in August, after Biden's visit, a State Department official allegedly laughed at Almaty's, this is the young man, complaint that his father, a registered Republican in Florida, would be unable to vote in November 8th midterm elections. He said, "I'm a Democrat myself. I voted for Biden, which is a stupid mistake I did. My father's a Republican registered voter. He wants to participate in the coming election, and they laughed and said that your father should request a paper ballot. Well, he didn't really say it this way, but they have him quoted as saying, "Let's go, Brandon." It's not exactly what he said, but you get the point. So, another justice that has not been served. Why? Because, was it because he's a Republican? That might have been part of it that they didn't care, but I think the bigger part of it is they just plain flat out don't care. And the other synopsis of it is, Saudi Arabia has absolutely zero respect for Joe Biden. Just like they had zero respect for Obama. You remember that? But justice is not being served by this administration. This is an article by Karen Hunt. And it is coming from American Greatness, is where I received it. And I put at the top of this, justice must be demanded. The American people must demand justice. Now, this young man trying to fight for his father, he's not going to vote for another Democrat. He sure isn't going to vote for Joe Biden. But if he thinks that it's only Joe Biden, then he's got the fool's errand. The United States of schizophrenia, she says. The right needs to be realistic. That's you and me. The conservatives need to be realistic about the likelihood of Big Pharma or Fauci or anyone else being brought to justice. We're the ones in danger, not them. What does that statement tell you about the form of government we are in America? They keep saying we're democracy, but really, we're tyranny. The American people are enslaved, and we're just too stupid to realize it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I don't think you're stupid. I shouldn't have said that word, but I did. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We need to open our eyes, America, or we're never going to bring America home. Vote for justice. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. With a membership to the Cavalry Group, membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So my point is, I'm trying to say that we have been very naive as Americans and as voters. And we have been fooled. Maybe romanticized is the word. Seduced to believing we have two choices. Republican Party or the Democrat Party, Republican Party or the Democrat Party. And of course, you could say, well, now, Beth, that's what you're saying. I'm saying we're stuck with it and we've got to start breaking it. So how do we break it? Well, we get rid of one party first. Get rid of this Democrat Party. And you know something else? They've kind of known we're up to that. So Democrats are running as Republicans. Have you seen that? Have you seen it? Now, everybody asks me what I think of Tulsi Gabbard, because she just turned her back on the Democrat Party because they're just crazy. But she hasn't joined the Republican Party. I think she may claim to be an independent. But the thing that bothers me about Tulsi Gabbard, and I really love her, I do. I love how she talks, and I love her voice. And I love her hair. I'm very jealous. But the thing that bothers me is I haven't heard her reject socialism. She was, and probably still is, a Bernie Sanders supporter. And that's when she got in trouble with the Democrat Party, because she wouldn't fall in line with Hillary Clinton, which I will praise her forever for doing, but not for following Bernie Sanders. So I need and want her, and she's got her own talk show, I believe. I need and want her to completely say, I was wrong about socialism. and I support the Constitution, because you can't do both. And that's what they're always telling us when it suits them. But this particular writer, Karen Hunt, about the United States having schizophrenia, she's suggesting, and maybe she is correct, and that is scary, that it doesn't matter how many facts, how much truth gets divulged against Big Pharma, against people like Fauci, against the Biden administration, and even many of them that were in Trump's administration. They were in on this, folks, with Pfizer and the FDA and the CDC. Making money. And now, as I told you yesterday, they want to make the COVID vaccine, put it on the list for children. Why? Because if they put it on the list for children's vaccinations, and by the way, yesterday I could not think of it, it was hepatitis C that they vaccinate babies for, that I don't think babies need to be vaccinated for unless the mother has hepatitis or been exposed to it. But when they put it there, they, Big Pharma, are no longer held liable for anything that happens. Does that make any sense to you, America? So in this respect, she's correct. It's a schizophrenia thing if we think we're going to see justice when we see all these truths come out that are astounding. How they cheated, how they prospered, and how you were locked down. But she goes in here and she says many things. And I can't disagree with her. They're not worried. Fauci isn't worried. Birx isn't worried. I mean, good grief, she wrote it in her book. I never intended for it to be 15 days. They hated Donald Trump and they were going to do whatever they could. She doesn't say that exactly. They hated you, America. And they still hate you. And they're still using your money for research, gain-of-function research, to kill people. And we just keep on talking about it. Will America serve up justice on election day? Because voting every Democrat out, oh, those Republicans might be patting themselves on the back. Oh, yeah, but all eyes will be on them. All eyes will be on them. And they won't be able to say, oh, the Democrats did it. Nope. Last week, or was it earlier this week? I am so lost. I shared with you, or at least I intended to. Maybe I didn't get it done. A lot of times I have stacks of papers and I don't get all of them shared with you. About an article out of American Greatness that somebody had written, and Brandon Weikert, explaining to us why Trump shouldn't run, but DeSantis should. And of course, in that, he talked about Trump's mean tweet. And I have an article that I got yesterday. It was actually done on the 17th, but I got it yesterday, where former President Donald Trump, and of course this is what they don't like about him, because he snaps back. When somebody attacks him, he snaps back. He hits back. So there's a rhino running in Colorado named Joe O'Day. And he doesn't like Trump. And he says Trump shouldn't run. Trump divided the nation. Trump has mean tweets. And he said, we should just talk about the economy and inflation, blah, blah, blah. Well, I agree with that part. But Trump is not the one who tore this country apart. It was the parties. It was the two-party monopoly system, the oligarchy, that did it. This guy is a rhino, and he even tweeted, or stated, I don't think it was a tweet, on CNN, you know he's really good if he's on CNN, that the State of the Union they were asking him about that, and he even tweeted, he even said then that Trump was responsible for the violence on January 6th of 2021. I don't believe it. I simply do not believe it. So, I have another article from another person, Dan, I never can say his name, Gellerenter, I don't know, G-E-L-E-R-N-T-E-R. Lots of R's, kind of like Schoenberg has lots of E's. Why DeSantis should not run in 2024. Trump's is America's man for 2024. What I told this young woman when she was in, and this is Beth's opinion, that's all I have is opinions. I don't have reporters and journalists that can go out and figure things out and tell me what happened here and there. I don't have people inside. I just have to put it all together from what I get on both sides on the outside. But I told her, the way I look at it, when they have attacked Donald Trump, when they raided his home, they raided the home of America. And in this, if Trump doesn't run, if they have scared him out of running, if Trump doesn't run, if Trump doesn't win, America is the one who lost. Because they just slapped us all down when they slapped Trump down. And he makes the same point in here that I have been driving home for a while. It's that Trump, they despised him because he was against the political class. He went against what the norm is. This is not them versus Trump. It's the people versus government. And that's what January 6th was about. And they knew there were going to be people there. And they put in place instigators. Do you know what an instigator is? An instigator and an agitator. They put them in there. And unfortunately, people are sheep. And many bad actors did bad things. But they were not armed. And it was not an armed insurrection. It was the government turning on the people. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Don't miss Abby Johnson as she delivers a message of life in St. Charles, Missouri for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event on Thursday, October 27th at St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Abby is the author of the national best-selling book and movie adaptation Unplanned, which tells the story of her powerful conversion from abortion clinic director to outspoken pro-life advocate. Abby believes in the work of Vitae Foundation as they utilize digital marketing strategies to connect abortion-determined women with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Reserve your seat today by going to adsforlife.org. Again, that's Abby Johnson on October 27th in St. Charles at the Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Before this event sells out, register today at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation: our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit powerthefuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. powerthefuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I know that many of you have certain Democrats that you like, and you plan to vote for them, and I can't tell you what or what not to do other than I can just suggest and tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm never voting for another Democrat. I never am voting for another Democrat. As long as they are booing God on their platform, it's not just the individual. It's what the Democrat platform stands for. And they will be sucked in. Mark my words, they will be sucked in. So this is actually Dennis Prager. And Dennis Prager has written an article called, and he's writing a series of them, I do believe, Why the Left Hates Conservatism. What does the left wish to conserve? The answer is nothing. That's why everything the left touches, it destroys. The less you conserve, the more you destroy. He says, since at least the World War II generation, most parents who held conservative values either did not think they had to teach their children those values or simply did not know how to do so. Most still don't. If asked to define conservative values, most conservatives will be tongue-tied. Now, remember he said that last time I read it. That was last week, I do believe. And he said, just tell them you're for liberty. No, free speech. Free speech was what he said. He said, that's what I wrote last week about conservatism. Freedom of speech. Just tell them you're for free speech. And here I will discuss, he says, an equally important conservative value which derives from the word itself. Conservatism conserves. Now he goes into this and says conservatism attempts to conserve the best of the past. The best art, the best literature, the best music, the best standards, values, wisdom. When I was reading this morning, I was thinking I have again joined the community choir here for Christmas, and we're going to do the Messiah, the Christmas portion of the Messiah. And the whole thing, when we were having our first practice Sunday afternoon, was the discussion that if we don't continue this, they used to do it in the schools, and they're no longer doing it in the schools. This great music will be lost. It's not just the music that will be lost, but the purpose that he wrote this music, the reason that the Messiah was written. Conservatism then passes the best of everything to every succeeding generation. The left, meaning progressives, not necessarily liberals, he says, they loathe the fact that conservatism preserves the past. That is why change is one of the most cherished words in the left's vocabulary. There is nothing more threatening, or perhaps more important, boring to a left than preserving the past. New and change provide leftist excitement and meaning to them. Now stop and think about that. New and change. What was it that was the slogan for Obama when he was running for president with Joe Biden? Change. Fundamentally change America. Biden even stated that change didn't turn out quite the way they wanted. I'm thinking he thinks they didn't go far enough. And when I was reading this earlier on the schizophrenia, thinking that knowing what Big Pharma has done to us and the government is now punishing, I didn't get into the depth of that, but you know that the government is now punishing people who don't buy their stories or who talk about the truth of what actually happened and forcing children to take this COVID vaccine, possibly, knowing it's not safe. My friends, that's social medicine. That is what Obamacare was all about. So conservatism, I guess you could say we don't like things to change, but that's not necessarily true. But we do respect the past. We do respect culture. We do respect what happened. We do intend to learn from the mistakes of the past and emphasize the good from the past. But if you're a leftist, you're one of those, you believe everything in the past is bad and needs to be destroyed, including somebody's constitutional republic. Why do you think they're knocking down statues? They hide what they do as well. That's why some proposition or bill that's going to be voted on in the state of Missouri is already 27 pages long. They know you're not going to read it, and they know if you read it, you're not going to understand it, and that's what they're counting on. Why are new and change intrinsic to the leftism? One reason, as noted, is excitement. Excitement is important to human beings because it provides the adrenaline rush and because it seems to be an antidote for boredom. When your child complains that he or she is bored, what are they really saying? I want some excitement. Actually, I don't think they wanted anything. They didn't want to do the chores, that's for sure. Chores are boring. But he says the second reason the left loves the new and change is that if traditional standards of excellence are preserved, the talentless will fail. I love that. The talentless will fail. Just as the cultural left fought to award every young person a trophy. You remember? Participation trophies. Whether or not his or her team actually won, the left declares every piece of junk art. We've all seen it. We've all seen it. Conservatism, he says, conservatives want to conserve the beauty, the profound and the wise. What does the left wish to conserve? And the answer, he says, is nothing. And think about it. When was the last time you heard any of the lefts say anything good about the past? And that's why everything the left touches, Dennis Prager says, it destroys. The less you conserve, the more you destroy. destroy America. America is unique, but we've become to where we are no different than other nations that are enslaved to dictatorship. Donald Trump was breaking that by being a working president. And the left and the rhinos, they didn't want that. The Uniparty, one of them in here called it the Uniparty. I call it the two-party monopoly. It's time that America served up justice on Election Day to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a four-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.